Jason Dandy, Morning X. My bad. I've done a fake news, you guys. If you sat through all 5 minutes of staying outside the live version, that was live from the Lava Lamp Love Lounge.
Oh,
look at all that alliteration. Well played, Stained. I thought it would just be the original Outside Live, which features Fred Durst.
I'm on the outside. I'm looking in.
That's the good stuff.
I can see through you.
You hear that? That's the good stuff. Just the Fred Durst harmonies tickling that medley.
There's no harmony.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Ugly like me.
He's just singing the same notes, Jason.
I bet his mic's not even on, all right? that was on the Warp Tour 2000 and, I don't know, one, something like that.
In that video there, and Jason?
Probably.
In that video, Aaron Lewis is kind of a smoke show, and Nick just pulled up some pictures and goes, I think he dresses like Leather Daddy now.
He's kind of like country now, too, I think.
You know what? Oh, my gosh. San Antonio guy, of course, loves Stained, Limp Bizkit, all of that trash music that you like, Jason. New metal and everything. And, he every now and then he hijacks the Alexa at home. Alexa, play Jason and Deb. And he'll do it also to punk me, to leave it on when I come home. If he's left the house before me, then it's there and the poor animals are subjected to it. But the other day I was cooking dinner and I was telling Alexa to play a bunch of songs. And finally he's like, all right, that's enough now. It's my turn. I had to relinquish the control of the Alexa.
And he put on Outside by Fred Durst.
We got some Stained. Nice. We got some Aaron Lewis does country. Told me last night, oh, Chris Stapleton has a new song out.
Chris Stapleton is good.
I like Chris Stapleton, actually. It's the one we agree on.
Nick tweets at Jason and Deb, says, I appreciate the vibes coming from the station today, whether it's a gas leak or coffee. I'm just glad to hear the laughs this morning. I need it today.
Yay.
Serena G says, yes, I'm loving this Friday energy. Penis talk, Deb going off the rails. Keep it coming.
I think it's the poo.
Deb just yelled at us, Sufi, during that song. Actually, here, this is related. You can Sufi again. Mr. C says, Deb, I'm coming over. I need to rewatch Labyrinth. This is the last time I tried to watch it. We've been drinking lots of vodka and Malort before. For my birthday / Thanksgiving, I passed out right after Dance Magic Dance.
I
think it was a potential Labyrinth watch party that Deb Sufied, right?
That was saying, you guys, my house this weekend, Labyrinth watch party, Sufi. It all worked. It worked with it. Right? No?
And Lone Star Steph says, did Jason just say solo serve? Brought me back to playing Pogs in between the clothes racks waiting for my mom. Do y'all know about solo serve?
No, I ignored you when you said that because I thought that was an ice cream shop and I had no idea what you were talking about.
It's like a Jumbo Wieners.
Everyone loves a Jumbo Wiener.
It's a discount department store that used
more
to exist.
More discounts than Wieners?
I don't know. I didn't pay for my clothes back then, but it's definitely one of those. I wasn't old enough to know how much the discounts were, but I was old enough to know I don't want to see anybody from school here.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want anybody to see me getting my irregular jabots at Solo Serve.
Mm-hmm. Been there.
So yeah. That's Solo Serve, man.
There was this shop in Anglia Square that was real trashy that you could go in and surreptitiously find something that was kind of like passing for trendy and well made if you were really good at shopping.
Yeah.
But if anyone saw you in there, they'd know you were buying knockoffs.
I was just looking for some purple jean shorts because it was 1995.
Whoa! Mama Dick, please tell me you have a picture of Jason in purple jean shorts.
How are none of those photos in there? Oh, yeah, I had some purple, the matching striped purple jabot shirt. Hooded t-shirt.
Go to 101x.com. Yeah. Yesterday, Nick put up an awesome gallery of TBTWJ&D because it was Jason's birthday yesterday. So we were celebrating the little bugger with pictures from his birth, literally almost from the days after he was born.
I was 1 day old.
All the way up till when he was a goddamn monster in Hawaii. It's a pretty awesome photo.
Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news, so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Rework Now.
Are we still encouraging people to like doodle around on our website to waste time at work? Because I feel like...
Sure. What do you mean?
I mean, are people still going to work?
Oh, I thought you meant because we don't make bonuses on page views anymore.
Oh, well, I don't care about
that. You guys got bonuses?
No, but we had them in our contract.
Oh.
We didn't nearly come close to reaching them. People are going to work.
Get us at Jason and Deb. Are you,
work,
are you going into the office?
I don't know if it's good, but people are going to work.
I had some social distancing drinks and dinner with a friend last night who works in commercial real estate. He now sells PPE.
Should have gone to the Sushi Japan Hibachi.
He's telling me that commercial office space leasing is just way down. People working from home. Guys, I want to tell you about this place I went to last night. Don't let me forget.
Okay.
I'm going to give it a shout out. I mean, I didn't get anything free. They're not advertisers, but you can advertise. But it's an awesome place to go for quarantine times.
Oh, you're not going to tell us now?
I'll tell you now. It's called Cosmic Cafe and Coffee and Beer. Or I don't know what it's called. It's Cosmic. It's off South Congress.
And Beer Garden.
I found out that there's a strip club down there that is called the Red Rose. Okay. It's not what it used to be. What does it used to be down there, South Congress, right before you get to Ben White? It's not anymore. It's called the Red Rose.
Exposé is now the Red Rose?
Yeah.
Man.
So it's up, there's a little side street opposite the Red Rose called Pickle. There's a climbing gym down there now, guys. I was telling my friend off last night because he drove me down there and I was like, this is too far. This is like, I'm getting uncomfortable. It's out of my bubble. He's like, you got to get out of your bubble every now and then. I'm like, not in Coronaville, I don't. But he took me down there and I had Alfie with me. Amazing. Like huge outside, beautiful outside space. It's lush, has waterfall. There was a chicken coop. There's
a chicken coop.
Guys, the latest bar in Austin is called Cosmic Cafe. It has a waterfall, a chicken coop, and koi fish. There's also a really great Mexican food trailer that I had dinner from. It's delicious.
Okay, the gas leak is not in the studio. It's been at Deb's house. It's been going for a while.
I did tell you I had a gas leak last week.
You did. Yeah.
I swear it's the diarrhea.
Austin, I don't
not
even...
mine. Brady's got diarrhea.
I don't even know who you are as a strip club town anymore. Like, what did you say? The expose is now Red Rose.
Is that related to Yellow Rose?
Because
it had a silhouette of a lady up there.
Yeah, maybe it's a sister club of the Yellow Rose. But
I also just found out about this 18
Sugars
and up BYOB
P10.
Club. Do you know about that one?
Joy is now Penthouse. What's the show palace? Is it Palazzo?
I think Joy is Rick's.
That's been like 15 years.
I think the 18 and up BYOB is just called like Dingoes. I don't know what it was called.
Is that what Show Palace used to be called? Is it, what was it called? Palazzo used to be called a place called Show Palace that was 18
and up.
I
don't remember that being
BYOB.
Palazzo is where your Jesse works.
Yeah. And I don't know what it is about Palazzo, but I become friendly with the managers there because...
Yeah, you do. You're friends with the last manager.
Yeah, and he used to tell me about the old days of Palazzo and how, because it was a BYOB, fully nude, 18 and up.
Wow.
And he said the frat dudes would just roll a keg in there. And it would get...
Wow.
That might be patient zero of coronavirus is maybe where it started at Palazzo there.
All nude, eh?
Yeah. All nude, eh?
Don't know about that.
Speaking of sin, hey, you remember in 1992 or 3 when Austin ran out of weed?
No.
Yeah. Apparently
wasn't around then.
Dazed and confused fault. Jason London... Who's pink, right?
Yep.
He's the Jason London was talking about.
Didn't he go crazy and fake a kidnapping, or was that his brother? Because there's two brothers, right?
Yeah.
Google that for me quickly, Google Czar. Please.
Yeah. I want to say it's the brother.
He was talking of the making of Dazed and Confused, which was, of course, made by Richard Linklater in the early 90s here in Austin.
Never seen it.
You've never seen Dazed and Confused? I thought you just said it's not good, but you actually haven't seen it?
Never seen it. It's not my cup of tea at all. Maybe it was somebody's like obsession with it that just turned me off of it.
But they go to the one hamburger joint that we still sometimes go to.
It's not there anymore.
But it'd be a lot cooler if it was.
Don't you remember once upon a time somebody being completely obsessed with that film and it just annoyed the crap out of me?
Yeah. I mean, do you know who it is? I know who it is.
Yeah, I know who it is, too.
I thought you couldn't remember.
No.
Yeah.
But also, it's like American high school, coming of age, weed. Yeah, none of those things I can relate to.
What if it was gummies? You're in the gummy world now.
I'm out of gummies, guys. Get at me, gummy people.
So here, let me just quickly tell you. Jason London says that basically, during the making of the movie, that they, quote, basically smoked Austin out of all of its weed, end quote, that they couldn't find any. They were doing so much, before, after set partying that they could not find any weed. The guy who was supplying them said, quote, I gave you all we had. It's not like this S is growing in the backyard. This stuff comes from Mexico, end quote.
Oh, yeah. 20 years, 30 years ago. ago. I imagine it was a little tougher to get.
They couldn't get any more weed on the Dazed and Confused set.
What do you think? How quick do you think we could get weed if we wanted to? Like, I reckon we could have weed at the studio in like 20 minutes.
I could be back by the end of this segment. What do you want?
Oh.
It's just got to go to his car.
I go to his car, stupid me.
But yeah, I mean.
There's weed in this building though, right?
Yeah, probably.
I was with someone from the building the other day, and don't play the thing. I see you looking over there.
What?
Don't play it.
I wasn't going to play anything. I don't know what you're talking about.
There's weed in that car. I know that.
Turn off the microphone. Stop broadcasting. Okay. I frequently will forget to take it out of my pocket and just be carrying it around all day.
So we could get it like that.
But don't you have the dankiest of stuff? Wouldn't I smell it on you?
I haven't smelled weed in like.
But sometimes I smell it on other people.
Yeah.
I would figure you'd have that type of stuff. Well, I've never smelt it on you.
There's one time a friend of mine.
That's a good point. I haven't either. I have a bloodhound nose.
I'm surprised Deb has not ever smelled it on me.
I don't think it sticks to you. I don't think weed smoke sticks to you like cigarette smoke does. I think if you smoke in your car and you get out and you come to work, like I would smell it. Like I said, I have a bloodhound nose.
I can smell it if it's in his pocket. Like I remember,
Nick,
last Christmas,
in your pocket right now.
I got so you hooked me up with somebody because I wanted to give somebody weed for Christmas, and I was as I was driving it to our Christmas gift exchange, I was like, this is my car. I would go to jail for this. I could just smell it in there.
Yeah. I've had friends get my car.
I think
car
they just give you a ticket for it now.
And just be like,
see. So is that the thing? Is it the decriminalization? Because I was gonna.
I think they. It might even depend on the cop in Austin.
I have a friend who, hopefully, I'm able to share this. Who just told me that they have a new guy. He does gummies, by the way.
Oh, I need that.
He has a website. You go to his website. You fill out your order. It's got all the flavors. And then he delivers it to your house like 90 minutes later.
It's just weeddelivery.apd.
How is he not busted, though?
Like,
how is that?
Because he doesn't tell people that go blab about it on the radio.
Oh, whoops.
Talking of such things, San Antonio guy and I were talking about gummies yesterday. I forget how it came up. And oh, I know how it came up because he said something. Oh, I've got to get someone's bat back to them in San Antonio. It's what's his face, the one who worked for the Mexican mafia. And I was like, pardon, what? He goes, he's on my team. And I was like, oh, can you get me some gummies? He's like, where do you think mine came from? And I was like, oh, wow.
Does he just hit softballs with it or like people?
I didn't do the light detector test on it. I was a little bit scared by that. I was like, get that bat back quickly.
Get your
fingerprints off of it.
Need a break here, but when we come back, I'm going to tell you how me and Bumbleito bonded and how Nick is trying to horn in on our bonding.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
Nick, I don't know if you heard that, Jason. Nick's over here planning our death and our replacements.
No, not planning your death.
Probably.
Planning my plan upon your death.
It used to be.
What's the plan?
Death is totally. I got nothing to do with that.
It used to be that you could visualize drowning me, holding me down. Remember that?
Yeah.
Holding me down in the water, so you're looking at me like head up, face up.
I want to see the bubbles come out, and like then you can see that last bubble where I just know all the oxygen's gone.
Yeah.
That's fine.
It's
normal.
He's got an active imagination.
Jason was like a smashing his face until like it just looks like hamburger meat.
Ah, nice.
I got like, you know, my fists are all just.
Why would you do that?
Why would I do that? That's what it would be. I don't think it with your own fists.
I don't think your spirit is strong enough. I think you'd give up before I was hamburger meat. All right?
You want to try?
I might be
I'd be a challenge my spirit on.
I'd be a tender steak and you'd just be like, that's good enough.
You are a tender steak already.
Zing. Fun guy tweets at Jason and Deb.
I'm a fun guy.
Deb, you ask people, are they going to work?
Yeah, and what's the story?
He says, I sell Coke, as in I'm a Coca-Cola salesman. So I've been essential this entire pandemic. Ooh. My day consists of going from grocery store to grocery store, listening to you guys in between. Thankfully, no COVID so far.
Nice. Good luck. Stay safe. Essential.
Josh says, yes, the owners of the Yellow Rose also own the Red Rose. They have a two-story Yellow Rose in Dallas. I was one of those guys that used to take a keg into Show Palace, by the way.
Oh, shut up.
Good times.
Really? I thought the Yellow Rose was just like that one-off with that crazy old guy. What's his face?
Don King?
With the giant goatee. Is he still alive? Or is he just a manager? Wasn't he just like the front of that place?
He just rotates.
Well,
yeah. Where is he now?
Just a manager, and I rotate. I think he
gets fired.
He got hired away or fired from Yellow Rose and was at Sugar's for a while. But now Sugar's
is still there.
Sugar's the building is still there, but I think it's a different club now. I think
it's part of the P10 family.
Yeah.
It was. I heard from friends.
We need to get one of those Charlie Day maps with the string for the strip clubs. What they're called now? who's the manager?
Hey, go back to the...
Where our favorite strippers work.
Our Coke guy, he said he's essential.
Yeah.
Were the Pepsi guys essential? I bet they weren't essential. I bet they're like, you guys go ahead and stay home.
Zafrin Bronfel says, I was considering going into the office a couple times a week. Everyone has their own office, but then a couple people tested positive, and now the office is completely shut down again.
Yeah.
And Pete Leander says, Solo Serve is the lowest quality department store you go to before you get to Goodwill. We shopped at the Serve all the time.
Oh, yep.
Hashtag irregular. And Pest Control Danny says, how about Mervyn's, Jason? You remember getting the clothes at Mervyn's? No, Mervyn's was rich people clothes for me.
Really? That's above. What about Kohl's? Is that fancy as well?
I didn't have Kohl's when I was a kid. Oh. So I don't know.
Is Kohl's the new Wieners?
No, Kohl's is above Wieners. Like, Big Lots would be like, is in the Wieners family.
I've never been in a Big Lots.
Yeah, like, it's...
Well, Wieners only
know
had,
when you're in a Wieners
Wieners
store.
Only had only had clothes, though.
Ah, Wieners.
Big Lots, it's like, hey, do you want some Husky Wranglers and a toilet plunger? We have it.
Mm.
Okay. It was confusing because it was the same building.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay. Speaking of youths and time with youths, am I the greatest boyfriend, guys, or the best boyfriend ever?
And humble.
Bumbleina comes at me this week and says that she's like got a whole bunch of overworked at work, and so it's difficult.
She's double down in right now because she's gone back to school as well, so she's working and schooling.
Yeah,
yeah.
Bumbleito has gone back to actual physical school
this week.
Yeah.
School does he go to? Does he go to Lee?
I don't know if we need to share which school he goes to, but he goes to a local middle school here.
Okay.
I'm protecting my man's privacy.
That's fine.
Okay.
Is it the Wieners of schools?
It's right in my hood. I was like, God damn, I got a middle school in my hood.
You know what? You'll know. All right, then. You'll know if this child is with your child in school, because how many Bumbleitos are there registered at AISD?
It's funny how Bumbleito and my nephew Aiden's their quarantine school has sort of mirrored each other, in that I think both of them are smart, capable kids who said, I prefer virtual learning.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay home.
All of my friends' kids are like
and
that.
And so both of them were home while their parents were off at work, and they were responsibly logging on and doing their lessons every day. And then, they weren't doing that?
Oops.
Both of them had to be sent back to school because they were failing everything. And they cannot be held.
Can't be trusted.
They cannot be trusted to take a 90-minute video game break. And so, both of them have been sent back to school. But, Bumbleina says to me, hey, I'm overrun at work. I can't get away to pick up Bumbleito 3 p.m. on Thursday and Friday. Can you pick him up? And I said, yes, of course. She said, this is a huge favor. And I said, no problem. And she's like, are you serious? And I'm like, yes, this is not a big deal.
That's really sad that she's worried about asking her boyfriend of over a year to go and pick her son up.
She did. I don't know that she just was very appreciative that I said, of course, it's not a big deal at all. It would be my pleasure.
Jason pulls up to school, opens the Tesla back door.
Oh, let me tell you.
While he's playing like Born to be Wild or something really loud.
I meant to ask you guys yesterday. He told me that he was very excited to be picked up by a Tesla.
I bet.
He's in seventh grade. I've already advised him that seventh grade was the time that I started really slamming it with the ladies. Mm-hmm. And that
Jesus.
He should be using this to his advantage, like getting into a Tesla after school.
I got to tell you, as a 13-year-old girl, seeing a boy get into a fancy car ain't doing nothing for me. That's his dad's car.
You don't know.
I was a 13-year-old girl once.
Yeah, the 13-year-old girls these days, they are much more materialistic than
are they?
back in the old English days. I was thinking, should I come up with a hilarious song? Should I be playing some...
absolutely.
Should I be blasting that when he opens the door? But no, I did not do any of those things. Anyway, I go find him, pick him up yesterday. Note, he got into the backseat of the Tesla like I'm a goddamn Uber.
Yes!
Oh, he's ashamed of you.
Which I once... You remember Bumbleina once, I offered it, she was doing Sunday of ACL Fest. Mm-hmm. I was staying home for football, and I was like, if you guys need a ride, I'll come pick you up. And she had a friend, and the two of them rode in the back of the Uber, like back of the Tesla, like I was an Uber.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Well, she's ashamed of you.
When he just walks up, and he gets in the back seat, I was like, what's going on here? I think he liked the back
door
is more fun to open, I guess. Whatever. Sure. Fine. But so, yeah. I pick him up. I was like, how was your day? We talk about school and the thing. He told me how sad the cafeteria is because they all got to sit six seats away from each other now.
Oh, yeah.
And so, and
it's got to be weird.
They basically got weird boxed lunches to
situation.
Oh,
yeah, they can't go through the line anymore. Yeah.
You guys sat with other people at school and lunch?
Aww. Oh, yeah, man.
No. There's a man down.
I had to sit with the kid who was eating the ice cream sandwiches.
And the substitute teacher.
So anyways, I picked him up from school, and we talked about the life and things, and we bonded, and I dropped him off at home, and I waited to make sure that he got into the place, and I was like, okay, everything's good. Boyfriend of the year. I'll see you again tomorrow. Oh, wait. Damn it. I told Trevin I'd play golf with him tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
So,
Did you farm out the job?
Nicholas Hodges is gonna bond with Bumbleito today.
Man, if those 13-year-old girls were impressed with the Tesla, which I pull up...
You guys ever
Thank
seen
God
a Nissan Altima before?
Oh, actually, it's going to be like 80 degrees today, Nick. You're going to need your AC.
Yeah. So, yeah. Is that...
Does she know?
Of course she knows that her son is in good hands, okay? I wouldn't... She has shifted the responsibility to me, and I have
Janelle,
shifted...
if you need me,
What, do you
I'm
think
here.
You're more responsible than this guy? This guy's got it figured out?
I was just thinking, you know what's even better than rolling up to his school... rolling down the windows and blasting Limp Bizkit, just a big old cloud of smoke.
Yes! Now that is going to impress the ladies.
She knows. I informed her, and honestly, like...
Are you going to take him for an ice cream after school, Nick?
I was thinking about that. Maybe we'll go by the Red Rose.
Get a hot dog somewhere?
Are you going to try and,
feed the ducks?
Divorced parents then get in a contest to
who's cooler?
Yeah.
Well, see, that was the thing. Jason,
are you going to try an out replacement dad?
Yeah,
me?
You just dropped him off. Nick's going to go take him to do some cool stuff.
Try. I feel like I've already done it. Like I've succeeded.
He's very good with children.
Nick said to me yesterday when I was like, "Hey, can you do me this favor?"
I told. Maybe you didn't ask me.
I told. Well, it Nick lives down the street from me. Yeah. The school is in our hood, so it was.
I live
convenient.
Down the street from you.
Convenient to all of
Look,
us.
Look, you want it?
No, it's fine. I don't want it now.
I'm happy to let you take it.
Also, Nick and Bumbleito have pool season bonded at my house before.
Super Bowl bonding. Comfy sack bonding.
He's already forgotten about you, okay?
There's no way.
It's already.
Also, when we did the basketball game, you and Dave B and Nick and Katie.
Sorry about your Achilles, Dave.
Bumbleito comes up to me with this awesome look on his face and just goes, I have so many questions.
Oh, that's
we're friends. He would have enjoyed me picking him up.
Okay. That's also you guys bonded over Jennifer Lopez's halftime dance.
Oh yeah, I had to explain a lot. I had lots of questions about that.
Dan, I can pencil you in for a 3 p.m. pickup next Thursday, as I have a tea time that time.
It's Thanksgiving next Thursday, Jason.
Yeah, that's probably not good then.
Yeah. Although yesterday Jason was like, "Hey, I have a favor to ask you. I'm not going to ask you yet, but just I'll let you know."
Oh, I remember you saying that.
Yeah. And he finally texted me the other day, and he was like, "Oh yeah, I was going to pick up Bumbleito, but I forgot I have a golf thing." And I was like, "Oh, the favor is I get to go take your place on the golf course, right? Because you're going to be a good stepdad and pick up your Bumbleito from school." I was like, "Nope." Check.
Jason first.
He said to me,
"Everyone else lost."
He said, "Break the cycle," and I was like, "What are you talking about?
Break the cycle?
Yes.
What are you talking about?" And then he told me this whole thing today about neglectful parents and
like that's what this
it's
is.
It's fine. It's no big deal. She was fine with it. He's going to be fine with it. I'm going to play awesome today. Everything's fine.
Everybody has had this, you know, either growing up, you had this friend or you were this person where like you go.
You tell them something awesome. You tell your friend something awesome is going to happen and then it doesn't happen.
Well, it's like there's that one kid who, you know, they don't have the best home life. And so you're like, "Hey, why don't you invite your friend over and have like a warm meal because we're going to have dinner and he probably could use one." You know, or like that's how I kind of am viewing this assignment with Bumbleito. Like, yeah, like we're going to have some fun.
You're going to take him in and take him under your chicken wing?
I'm like, "Hey, don't worry. Jason likes you. It's
you know what you should do? You should take him to Putt-Putt downtown. Why not?
And you know what? Do it. Look.
Oh,
Do whatever you want, all right?
Really?
But if you really? Mess this one up, I'm going to be...
I'll slip you a 20. You guys can have some fun,
me.
All right?
All right. John in San Marcos says, how far down the list does Jason have to go before you ask a listener to pick up Bumbleito?
That's our prize deal. Next week.
Also, how far down the list did Bumbleina have to go to get to Jason?
I'm sure I'm number one on the list. How dare you? How dare you? However, John, I don't have to tell you this. I am... You know what? I'm fine. I'm totally comfortable with him. She's in a group chat with them now.
With the listeners?
Yeah. The listeners have her now, okay?
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Your days are numbered.
She's among us.
They know all your secrets. Man. Oh, you're among us in it this weekend. Mm-hmm.
Dennis De La Pena, Fox 7 Sports, in just a moment.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
What X, Jason, Debbie, Morning X.
Morning X Sports.
Not looking at the tweets because she's getting involved over there, so that's fine. Got a Floyd's Barbershop gift card to give away. We're going to have that for you at 9:30. Our man Doug Mellard has got a new album out today, comedy album. We'll talk to him at 9:15. But on Fridays, we welcome to the show a real sportscaster from Fox 7, the Double DLP, Dennis De La Pena. Dennis, what's up, my man?
Well, I don't have my usual fire when, you know, the horns are COVID-ed out. That's not good.
So, yeah, sports brought to you by Elder Mitsubishi. Let's go straight there, Dennis, because it's been alleged that I have a curse on the teams that I root for.
Alleged.
That yeah. I go see them play and they lose. And it's funny because it was, I guess, Wednesday. I was just thinking in the afternoon, despite sort of the disappointment that this season, a mild disappointment this Longhorn season has brought, you know what they have? They haven't had COVID touch this team at all. And then hours later, Texas, Kansas canceled. Now,
you are a powerful force, my man.
It is not because there's coronavirus in the Longhorn locker room. This is Kansas's problem. But yeah, the game is now moved to December the 12th, which means the Longhorns will play a week from today, their first game in nearly 3 weeks versus Iowa State, I guess the most important game left on the schedule. Is Kansas moving? Is this good for the Longhorns? Bad for the Longhorns? Of no consequence? What do you think?
Well, it depends on who you ask. And I would have liked to seen them play. You know, they'd already had the bye. Tom Herman continues to tell us that Sam Ellinger's fine, but I still think Sam, you know, he could have used that bye week, and he needed that bye week to heal up a little bit and be ready. But no, I wanted to see him keep the momentum going. Also, the defense is improving. You know, Kansas is always a punching bag, so you knew the confidence would just keep up. Plus, just the fact we're running out of room now. So, concern is what happens if you don't get to play Kansas. I mean, that's the gimme. That's the freebie. But the other side of it is now you have 20 days in between the West Virginia game and like you pointed out, probably the most important matchup with Iowa State. And yet you have all more time now to really hone in on the Cyclones and take care of business there. So, yeah, it's interesting. I mean, it's all in front of them. Here you were saying, I mean, it has been a disappointing season, you know, for what the expectations were. But the Horns, I think I just saw a stat somewhere. I mean, they have the best percentage to get to the Big 12 championship game. And they just got to win out.
I'll send you the link to the 20 minutes we spent on the afternoon show yesterday, Dennis, trying to figure out what happens if there's a four-way tie atop the Big 12. It is.
Right?
It is some of the best radio I've ever done. Marconis are coming our way.
Wow.
Let me tell you, man.
Wow.
Is it like us trying to talk about technology?
Yeah. I do think the Longhorns have a good shot to make the Big 12 title game, and I am rooting for that. But now I want to talk about firing Tom Herman. Because...
Right. That's the conversation all week. Hey, we got a great chance to get to this thing.
Yeah.
Get him out of here.
Well,
right?
so Monday, his press conference where you mentioned that he is insistent that Sam Ellinger is healthy. Just the whole thing. I don't. Were you on that Zoom press conference thing, Dennis?
I used to always do the Monday pressers. This year, we've kind of changed it a little bit. I'm lurking. I'm watching, but I'm not active because we kind of have to keep the numbers down. John High, our reporter, was on it. But no, I saw what you saw.
He seems very defensive. And look, there's been talk about Urban Meyer replacing him. And Deb.
Just from you.
Deb. No, from real people. Deb thinks it's very rude to fire a coach in the middle of the season.
Very rude.
We would not fire him in the middle of the season, but we might fire him at the end of the season if Urban Meyer is available. And yeah, he's just insistent that these are baseless internet claims. Mm-hmm. And look, I don't pretend to have insider knowledge of things, but I know that when you're in your fourth year at Texas and you've had one-ish good seasons, you are potentially going to get fired, and you shouldn't act like that's a crazy thing, right?
Well, so, I mean, you know, first of all, I saw a guy who was prepared for that question. I mean, he kind of had a 5-minute monologue, you know, ready to roll. And why not? I mean, his whole job is to keep this thing floating. I get why you would not come out and add kerosene to the fire that's already there, because the fire's there. And Urban Meyer has been using his seat at Fox as an analyst to poke holes in Power Five programs like Texas and USC. I mean, it doesn't hurt him, right? It's almost the ultimate leverage play to get a sweetheart deal if and when he wants to come back, Urban Meyer, that is. So, it's almost comical of how he's gone after UT and their lack of player development on air.
We don't put players in the draft, Urban Meyer. We know. Thank you for pointing that out.
Right. And so after a while, I mean, if you're Tom Herman, and there's got to be a point for him, and I know Longhorn fans don't want to hear about him trying to break in a new staff during the COVID era and all that, but I picture what Herman's life has been like this past, whatever, 6 months, and to be able to exhale, be 5-2, be in pole position to go to the Big 12 championship, and yet have to deal with job security questions, and it is a real issue. And really the deal is, if the whole Eyes of Texas thing doesn't spin out of control, if you don't have that damning image of Sam without his teammates next to him at the end of the Texas OU game in a loss, without all that and without all the bummed out big time money, you know, donors getting miffed about that, it's a different conversation. But that did happen, and here we are. So that didn't help him at all. And like I say, I still stand by. My impression of Herman has never been better because he empowered his players, but to do their thing.
Right.
But that doesn't work with a lot of the guys that are paying the bills over there, so to speak.
Tom Herman, I feel no sympathy for you. You wake up every day wondering if you're going to lose your job. Welcome to being a radio DJ, all right?
We live on the edge all the time.
$1 million buyout, right?
Exactly. I give a $0 buyout. Dennis, what's on Fox this weekend, man?
We've got it's a good college football schedule.
Despite the loss of the Longhorns.
No doubt. So at 11, it's number 9 Indiana. And I didn't stutter. Number 9 Indiana in football. They're a football school now, taking on number 3 Ohio State. So if they could pull that upset off, I don't think it's going to happen. But it's definitely worth at least watching for a little bit. 3 o'clock, you get to scout the future of Texas. If Texas is going to get to the Big 12 title, they got to beat Iowa State and Kansas State. And they're playing each other 3 o'clock on Fox. And then 7 o'clock, we have Arizona-Washington. Sunday NFL doubleheader, Eagles at Browns. And then your Cowboys at
Vikings. How about them Cowboys?
They're back.
Cowboys and Vikings?
Yeah, we didn't
That's
even
right.
talk.
Ooh,
what,
should we come over?
The Vikings, yeah.
That's Deb's boyfriend, a San Antonio guy's team is the Minnesota Vikings. I got all kinds of things. We got to work something out. Here, right. Dennis, I'm going to run out of time here, but just let me give you some hope from a hopeless Dallas Cowboys fan. I have broken down the schedule. The Cowboys can win 5 more games.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Washington, Bengals, 49ers, Eagles, Giants. I'm not counting the Vikings, and I'm not even counting those Ravens that look kind of disappointing. They can win 5 more games. All the rest of the NFC East can only win 2, okay? They have 2 winnable games the rest of them. I'm just telling you. telling you.
You had it here first, Dennis.
It can happen.
I'm going to clip and save that little nugget.
Great. Put it in your broadcast tonight, Dennis.
Now there's no way they're going to finish the season. Thanks, Jason.
They're all going to get COVID tomorrow.
Dennis, thank you very much, man. Have a good weekend. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Dennis. Love you.
Love you too, Deb. See you guys.
Bye.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.